This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
I was spending time hanging out with Cam.
Rupert Grint.
Yes. Cam Rupert Grint.
Small. Here comes Hayes and Sean. Whoa.
If you want to do so, you've been like singing it a lot.
Yeah.
In private and like,
yeah.
In places that I can hear.
What do you mean? Places that I can hear. What the fuck does that mean?
Just like around me. So maybe you're doing it. Maybe you're doing it other places too.
Places that I can hear.
Well, so like you'll.
Oh, you can hear a place?
You drive in.
Is it the fucking ocean? Places that I can hear. I'm just trying to think of a location that makes a sound.
Okay. Like a rock music like club.
Uh-huh.
Or like almost any other place has like music playing that you can hear. That's not the point. My point is you have been trying to show the sound. What?
That's not a place you can hear. The sound.
Of course it does. It has speakers. It's like part of the place. It's part of the building.
The sound is part of the
Hayes,
building?
When Hayes says, of course it does, he's just buying time to come up with his stupid argument.
This is my point. If you want to do the song.
What do you mean?
If you want to sing it, like re-record it, you can just do that. You don't have to like prove to me that you can sing it.
I don't. I like the song. It's a nice song. I'm like singing along with it. Enjoying myself.
You want to be.
Can you not yuck my yums today, Hayes?
I'm not.
I'm actually encouraging you. You're encouraging me to have different yums.
No, I'm just encouraging you to do it.
Because you don't like what I'm doing.
In a straightforward way. I actually think it's totally fine.
Well, you could have fooled me.
I wouldn't say I don't like it or that I like it.
Funny way of showing it.
I think it's totally fine.
Oh, okay. Well, good. Then I will continue enjoying my life.
And I'm offering you the opportunity, if you want to record a version of the song for us to do, you can do that.
I don't.
You just want to sing over it.
You know what you're doing is like you're projecting, apparently. Do you want to record a version of the song? You want to record it? Is that what this is about?
I hadn't thought of that.
I would prefer that you don't, but...
Okay, so that's that. That's the opposite of what I'm saying. I'm encouraging you to do it if you want to.
You're encouraging me to do it so that it feels weird if I say I don't want you to. Because you're like, well, I would have been cool with you doing it. And it's like, but I don't want to do it.
And you don't want me to either.
No, but it's not. It's like a weird. It's like, I'm trying to think of a good example of like what the reverse of this would be. Where I go like, it's basically like, Hayes, I would be okay with you sleeping with my wife. And then you go, oh, I'm not interested in that. And then I go, okay, but could I do that?
Right.
But you go like, well, no, I don't want that. And then I'm like, oh, pretty rude. I just said it was cool with me.
Right. But I didn't bring it up. You brought up me being able to sing the song. I didn't bring it up.
Well, okay.
You said, do you want to do it? And I said, okay.
Because
you said, I don't want you
but
to.
But it would have been the equivalent of like bringing it up all the time.
Me bringing
it
up.
Hey, I'm down for a swap. Hey, just so you know, I'm down for a swap.
Okay.
It's fine. No skin off my nose.
I guess if
hey, if I'm cool with a swap,
if
dude.
If I had been going around saying, singing.
Uh-huh.
That I wanted to sleep with your wife.
The fuck did you just say? It was a hypothetical, Hayes.
I said if. I used the word if. It's a hypothetical word.
Well, you swallowed it. That was the quietest part. And then the disturbing part was very loud.
You sick, that was Brett. You that was Brett. Did you see what Brett did?
Brett?
That was the levels. Brett did the levels.
Him. Are you manipulating the levels?
I'm not manipulating the levels.
Brett can have us say whatever we want.
I can have it sound. Wait, repeat
you can
that?
Pick and choose what words are being said.
I can't exactly do that. Just so you know.
You can turn
I'm
down.
I'm glad you respect my craft that much.
You can turn my mic off.
That's true.
For some of my
do
words.
Do you want that?
Well, I hate that, you know, we've got into a very interesting discussion with the one guest who is visibly uncomfortable when we don't introduce them right away. The guest who I would say is the most just like, Jesus Christ, when we're doing our thing.
Well, I want to give people value. They come through the door. They want as much of me as they can get.
That's true. We put the asses in the seats. Let's get the fucking main show on stage.
Exactly. How many times have you seen an opening act and you're just like, when does the headliner come in?
Fair. Fair enough. Okay. Well, we've got him.
Hey!
And it's Hollywood Handbook.
The Insider's Guide to making friends. And
having buddies.
Doing deals.
And doing deals.
In the red line.
Doing deals and spinning wheels.
Doing deals and spinning wheels in the red lined carpets of
the back
showbiz city.
Of the showbiz.
Tom, welcome back.
Thank you for having me back.
To the show. You look like you're in sort of an upbeat phase. Like you're
ascendant.
Your ship's coming in, huh?
The ship came in and you're about to get on board.
Oh, wow.
Bitch.
Hey.
Now, we had some stuff that we wanted to do today. One of the things.
Throw it out.
Brett. We had some fun stuff about, like, Brett needs a nickname for his band and stuff like that. But, I, like, then you said that you had a show. That you needed to do.
Yeah.
And so.
It's half show, half prospectus, like an audio prospectus.
Okay. It's a pitch deck.
It's a pitch deck. I've been workshopping some things and I've been thinking about the big pictures with things. And it's enough of this small time podcast stuff. And I kept coming back to like, how do you get the real money in this business?
In the podcast business?
Yeah.
No, in the show business.
In show business. So not podcast.
Now, you've brought Martha Kelly here.
Yes.
I just want to, like, I feel like I should mention that.
Yeah, I'm a little uncomfortable with the fact that you didn't bring it up.
Uh-huh.
Is it
welcome to the show, Martha Kelly.
Although she is the one person who is very comfortable not being introduced.
Probably would be okay with us never.
I would be totally fine with just sitting here quietly for an hour with Bosch.
Now, but when Tom brings Martha in, I was like, okay, this is a money play. Like, we're
yeah. Needed some star power.
Yes, we're going for like cash.
I thought maybe he was doing it to prank you. And that I wasn't in on the prank yet. But
well, let's wait and see. Let's find out.
What I thought when I saw you in the doorway, I said, this guy finally sold out.
Hey, man. They're buying. I'm selling.
That's what I'm learning.
You know? Enough of this DIY indie horse shit.
Mm-hmm. I
threw half my life away trying to have cred.
Yeah. Fuck that.
So,
fuck that punk rock damage.
I said to myself, Hollywood Handbook, it's a thing. I'm a part of it. I am the third host of the show.
And maybe the first.
How can we monetize this thing to where it just
it's money
goes? Yeah. You know what I mean?
Let's make it so money, baby.
Yeah. And we don't even know it. But
and
now
we
do know
and
it.
And we would know it.
That's the difference. Mm-hmm. We are so money and now we know it.
Yep, we finally know it. Mm-hmm. So I don't want you to be the guy in the PG-13 movie that everybody's really hoping is going to make it. I want you to be the guy in the rated R movie. You're a bad man, Tom Sharpling. You're a bad, bad man.
Thank you. I appreciate that. What's that from?
I don't know.
Okay.
Rated R.
So I said to myself,
get naked.
Who made the most money in this comedy biz going? And I kept, one word kept coming into my mind. Marijuana logs.
Bingo, that is bango. Technically one word. I think bring it in. Is, I think bring it in. Is hyphenated. Bring it in.
Bring it in. I got something.
What is this? Bubblegum Kush?
No, we're going to tour. We're going to tour Hollywood Handbook. And I got scripts. Whoa. I had the Triumph at Comic Con episode transcribed. It is in script form now.
Oh my God.
Here's your script.
Is this Bubblegum Kush?
Here's your script.
Wow, this is so many pages. It's not scripted in a traditional way.
No. Well, this is what happens when you order a script from Fiverr.
Okay, so you had... This is really the entire episode.
The entire episode cost me $60.
For each script.
For each one. Well, Kevin was charging. Okay. What's Fiverr?
I thought Fiverr was $5. I thought no,
it
that
starts
was
at five. You go to the 99 cent store, they sell things that cost more than 99 cents at it. Right?
Oh, man.
Right?
Hey, I didn't actually know that.
Hey, guys, Chef Kevin here. I'm just going to jump in, Tom, and say you got your money's worth.
Great. Thank you. So, look, you can take it or leave it. This is a business proposition. Sean, you don't have to do two fucking things with this. You just say go. And then you're not even in it.
Oh, okay. It seems like my name's in it a lot.
No, I'll be playing Sean on this.
Okay.
And Martha will play Hayes.
Sounds good.
They spelled James Gunn with three N's.
Look, it was $60.
Yeah.
It was on the other side of the globe, the person that did this.
Oh, wow. Now that is making me feel sick.
You can take it or leave it. You say right now, I'm out, then I shred these things and we never do it.
Wait. So it's a transcription of both our commentary and...
The episode itself.
Yeah, and the actual performance.
Yeah.
But it's not... Oh, it does say clip pauses and clip resumes. Okay, yeah. That's helpful.
Well, Kevin was supposed to organize this in script form, and he didn't do it.
Okay,
I gotta say, reading the Texplosé portion of this, it holds up.
I do want to say, Tom, I did spend 6 hours editing this last night because the person obviously had never heard of the podcast, and by page two got everything wrong.
Sure.
So the time I would have spent scripting it, I spent writing it.
And you couldn't download Final Draft?
I do have Final Draft, but I was just so perplexed by...
It's a cut and paste.
...the errors.
It's a cut and paste. And you have to do a couple spacing issues, and it would be perfectly formatted. But it's a Word document now. No, I always do things off Word documents. That's fine.
The double-sided printing is also very disorienting.
Well, that's very...
Okay.
That's Pennywise, Kevin, the double side printing.
Haste makes waste, Kevin. You saved a little bit of time not reformatting for Final Draft, but now you're wasting the time of all these big money players.
Yeah.
It's better for the environment.
Pound foolish. Thank you, Brett.
Okay, so you are going to read this with Martha.
Martha, you want to play Hayes? I'll play Sean.
Yeah, I would love to. I have a question I should have asked you before. Ask Tom. So if Sean and Hayes approve of this and give us the license, is the idea that you and I tour and we perform this live?
Yeah.
And I then, love it.
But not just you guys, right? You would license it out.
Oh, we'll license it all out.
Theater productions all around the country.
You go to a different city and it's Chris Gethard is playing Hayes and
Samuel French.
And
get in on
Joe
this.
Firestone is Sean. Yep. And that's New York. And then you go down to the bayou and it's
Gambit.
Wendell Pierce.
Gambit and Wendell Pierce.
And we could just have this running. It'd be like your Mamma Mia, your marijuana logs. The checks will just show up.
What happens in the marijuana logs?
I didn't see it. I just think they talked about marijuana.
Bubblegum Kush.
Okay. Oh, boy. All right. I can hear a little bit of this. Do you want to start at the beginning?
Yes.
All right. So I'll just watch you do it.
And give notes, please, on performance.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Where do I start?
I listened to it again last night for, I think, the fourth time, and I loved it. It's going to be great. This episode that you guys did. I'm not saying I'm going to be great playing you, Hayes, but certainly the material is strong.
And this is how Martha makes the sale. Yet? And so now I'm having the experience of being on the other end of a Martha pitch.
I'm getting greased.
And I know I am, but I don't care, you know, because...
That's how good I am.
But yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm being handled, and I can feel it, but I'm being handled with care, and I appreciate it.
Okay.
Just to be clear, I have no part in this, right?
No, you're going to play Kevin.
Okay.
Yeah, Kevin is... That's right, Kevin is in this.
Who's playing... who's playing Moshe?
Kevin.
Moshe? Okay.
No,
Moshe. But you said Moshe and then Moshe. And
so you're in character already as Hayes, who couldn't remember dude's name.
I can't wait. All right. Sorry. Method acting.
Okay.
Here we go. I will be Sean.
Someone should play the intro song.
Yeah. Okay.
Because it talks about playing the song, and then it'll be like an immersive experience. I don't know why I'm doing this. I've totally given up control of the show. But I guess quality is still important to me.
You care. And we need your notes on this.
Okay.
So I guess if I start with...
I'll play the song.
Yeah, play the song.
Okay.
Okay, keep playing the song. We have so much to do. We're just going to start during the song.
Okay. And what page is that?
Tom, okay.
Tom, that's the...
You put this whole thing together. This is like...
Here we go. Okay. I gotcha. Seriously, what page is it?
It's the first
You've gotten page. Them all mixed up. You've just been like fumbling with the pages. I don't think so.
Yeah, you've got it.
Ugh. Okay, here we go. So I say that again, Martha.
We got to start the song again.
Okay. Oh my God.
This is a huge... I think I might have to recast you, Martha. This is not going well.
You're the one who...
I blew it.
No.
That's my script. Why do I even have a script?
Okay, keep playing the song. We have so much to do. We're just going to start during the song.
Okay. Where am I?
Tom.
I'm serious. Where am I?
Well,
it's on the other side, yes.
On the other side of the cover page.
Triumph at Comic-Con. Okay, so that's here you. We go. We're starting at the beginning. Okay.
I'll do this. It was me. It was Hayes. It was Kevin. And we were about to do something really exciting.
No, and so the
really
read
exciting.
On I'll do this already is completely wrong. It's not I'll do this. It's I'll do this. Right? That's how you said it.
I don't know.
I'll do this.
You're right.
You said...
It's too confident. I mean...
Yeah, you said...
I'll do this.
I said, we're just going to start during the song. You said, I'll do this. It was me. It was Hayes. It was Kevin. It's like that.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, it's that part of the show. Okay. I gotcha. I'd like to jump to this Mrs. Batman stuff, honestly. I feel like this is the meat of it.
That's
okay.
Hayes.
Yeah.
So you're abandoning doing the beginning already.
Yeah, we're just going to make it
What happen. If people haven't heard this episode?
All right. We start at the beginning. I'm sorry. Play the intro again.
Oh, no.
Did you lose
it
the page?
To play.
No, on. I'm not confident about my performance.
You're doing great.
Okay. Marley, you're the best part. Fucking zone, man. That was really
I'm wearing
good.
Too many hats on this thing.
Apparently.
I'm wearing too many hats.
I agree.
But now I'm ready. Now I'm in it. Now I'm going to Ben Stiller this thing. I'm going to do a thing, walk over the monitor, watch my own performance.
Okay. Keep playing the song. We have so much to do. We're just going to start during the song.
I'll do this. It was me. It was Hayes. It was Kevin. And we were about to do something really exciting.
So this is a huge episode of our show. Sorry that we're still kind of riding a little high.
The adrenaline is still kind of dumping through. Did you say dumping or pumping? You must have said pumping. I couldn't picture you say dumping.
He did I say do dumping. Say dumping. That's something I'm known to say.
Have you heard this episode? Do you know
which one is this?
This is, you had it commissioned.
This is one that fans like a lot.
So you just heard that this was like, maybe you saw it on like a year end list.
Mm-hmm. I saw it on the subreddit.
Okay. And so you just immediately sent the file to
me.
To him. I thought it was a chance of money.
I will say, Tom, it did say pumping, but I had to re-listen to it several times yesterday.
Okay.
And I changed it to dumping because it sounds like that's what Sean said.
The adrenaline is still kind of dumping through my body.
Where is the person from?
I might have said dumpling. The adrenaline. I read it.
All right. The adrenaline is still kind of dumpling through my body. Because let's just say, to give you context for what you're about to hear, we've always been big fans of movies and stuff like that. And a lot of time, a big director will, after their greatest movie comes out on DVD or whatever, they'll kind of do a commentary of where they talk about what was going through their head. A commentary on it where they talk about what was going through their head at certain points and how it came out with a certain shot.
They came up with a certain shot.
Can I take ownership of this a little bit?
No.
I can't play with it?
Why would you? I guess if you're going to play with it, make it better or at least still make sense.
Okay. A lot of times a big director will, like, after their greatest movie comes out on DVD or whatever, they'll do kind of a commentary on it where they talk about what was going through their head at certain points and how they came up with a certain shot or the script changed on that day. How the script got changed. Okay. I can't.
Where was you just asked. You can't what? You can't read?
I can't.
This wasn't a good idea for an episode for you.
I can't play you. I'm stepping aside.
Tom, do you want me to do it? Yes, this is in my DNA now.
Can you, please? Can you be Sean in this episode?
Yes.
Okay, start from the beginning.
The very beginning?
Tom, maybe you can be Kevin. Brett, you're out.
I'm the only one who's been doing it right.
Kevin's not in this.
But actually, Martha's
Brett,
been killing it.
Really hurt my feelings. I'm really sorry. For a
Jesus. Brett just takes a shot across the bow at Martha.
Okay, keep playing the song. We have so much to do. We're just going to start Rupert Grint. The song.
I'll do this. It was me, it was Hayes, it was Kevin, and we're about to do something really exciting.
Huge episode of our show.
Here comes Hayes and Sean.
Sorry that we're still kind of riding a little high.
Sorry, I know Hayes doesn't like when I sing along with it.
Well, as Hayes right now, I approve it. If that's okay.
Well, yes, and that's exactly awesome. What I said before. So that's a very good not performance
exactly
of me.
What you said.
Thank you.
Yeah, yes, send it to Fiverr and get the transcript and find out what you said. Mm-hmm.
Where is the person from who transcribed this? Do you know?
Another country.
You can't even say what country it was?
You're not allowed to say.
Yeah, these days. You say another country, you end up in hot water, exactly. I'll tell you what.
Yeah. I don't want to get canceled.
Okay, do you want to, Kevin, do you want to just do the big line? And we'll see if anyone can do, like, the big line.
Just because I do business with another country, I'm going to get canceled?
Yeah, you say the name of the country, man.
You're done.
You're cooked. You can't win. Because if you say...
I'm not going down like this.
It's like, if you don't pronounce it right, fucking find a new line of work, buddy.
Yeah.
So the adrenaline is still kind of dumpling through my body because let's just say, to give you context for what you're about to hear, we have always been fans of movies and stuff like that. And a lot of times a big director will, after their greatest movie comes out on DVD or whatever.
He's nailing
it. It's a big block.
He's nailing the words, but he's not being Sean.
You're right. They'll kind of do a commentary on it where they talk about what was going through their head at certain points.
Shut up.
Sure.
If I become Sean,
do we
I can
skip
do
to
this.
Mrs. Batman?
Let's jump to Mrs. Batman. Okay. Thank you. It's page. Well, you didn't number the pages either, so
there are no page numbers. I know because I was curious how many pages total it
41.
was.
41. So I guess.
Oh my God. I'm at the count.
Just one shy of, or two shy, I guess, of my favorite movie.
It's one shy of my second favorite movie and two shy of my favorite movie.
That's right.
And one shy in the other direction of my third favorite movie.
Mm-hmm. More shy of your favorite president.
What if we go third page to where it says clip resumes?
18 over my fourth favorite movie.
What's your favorite movie?
Favorite?
Yeah.
Movie 43.
Okay.
That's his favorite.
Okay.
My second favorite is 42. My third favorite is 40.
This is 40.
His fourth favorite is the number 23.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Hollywood Handbook.
Well, we're talking about Harry's, and it's Clean Harry is here with us again today.
Sort of.
It has been a minute since we've caught up, and it sounds like you have some things that are...
It's just not going good. My mind's just on other stuff, punk.
It's often, when we talk about you, it's you're bringing in a lot of things from the outside, from your life. There's just always seems like there's a lot going on.
Well, okay, you know how cats can give you like a sort of disease that makes you like cats?
Yes, yeah.
I have it. Punk,
you have the disease that comes from their litter. Do you have cats?
I will soon now because
of
this.
So you don't have cats?
No, but I'm Clean Harry, so I'm always cleaning things up. Anytime I go to someone's house with cats, I'm like, I'll clean that up.
You scoop the cat litter.
I get way in there, you know, to clean.
And so you did that from cleaning the cat litter at your friend's house. So you're going and seeing your friends.
And I would go and take a big whiff after to be like, did I do a good enough scoop that it like there's no like scent left?
Okay.
And I think I just guess I inhaled the cat disease.
Okay.
That like makes your brain like want to have more cats.
It's called toxoplasmosis. And so you know that you have this and
Gesundheit.
That doesn't sound like a sneeze at all. That sounded like a sneeze to you. That's what a sneeze sounds like.
I'm just trying to bring some lightness to what has been a very heavy week for me. I just found out I have toxoplasmosis, for goodness sake. Gesundheit. Bonk.
Harry saw customers getting screwed over by questionable overpriced shaving products and decided to do something better. Instead of charging the same stupid high prices, Harry's found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of other big brands. Exceptional products, honest prices. That's Harry's. So are you going to get, I'm just like, so you're going to get some cats.
Right from here, yeah. Going to get cats, yeah. Okay.
The shaving products, deodorant, lotion, body wash, hair gel, it's not just shaving. But they do have shaving stuff. German engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/theboys. Getting ripped off isn't funny. How many cats are you going to get?
Six or seven. Well, actually, six to start. But if I get seven, I'll probably get eight because they're sisters. The other ones. The other ones that I'm not getting today, I don't think.
Switch to Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/theboys. That's harrys.com/theboys for a $3 trial set.
Hey, word to the wise, smell Harry's shampoo and stuff. Don't smell a glitter box.
Hey, gang. Looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the mom in your life? Well, Aura Frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can even personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. You can find the hottest, most beautiful pictures of your mom for Aura's annual MILG event. MILG, that's Mom I'd Like to Gift. This Mother's Day, let your mom know you'd love to gift her. She's a MILG. Tell her that. From grandmothers to new mothers to aunts, even the friends in your life, they all can be MILGs. They're moms, and you'd like to gift them. So Go ahead and find the most gorgeous pictures of your Milg, upload it to an Aura frame, give it to her, and you will be awarding her with the best digital photo frame as named by Wirecutter. Selected as one of Oprah's favorite things? Okay, that's big Milg energy. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to Milgs of all ages. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. That's right, listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code THEBOYS at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Celebrate your Milg!
Hey, did you guys know nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about? Before I started using Rocket Money, I thought I had about like maybe 3-4 subscriptions. I couldn't believe it when they showed me I was paying for 5 million subscriptions every month. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, just never ending. I had subscribed with the police for a permit to smoke trees. This was many years ago. I mean, like, I barely used it. I haven't smoked trees in like in many, many years. And they make it so hard to cancel. You have to go to the police station. They're like, you sure? Sure would be nice to like smoke down a big ass tree right now. And like, they just make it seem more appealing than it actually is. Thanks to Rocket Money, I'm no longer wasting money on that subscription. Any other, they went down to the police station for me. They talked to the chief. Like, they make it so easy. They find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions. They monitor your spending, help you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. You have full control over your subscriptions, a clear view of your expenses. They're all in one place. Over 5 million users. They've saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions because, yeah, I mean, each one, just like do the math. I had 5 million. Each would cost $100. Saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/theboys. That's rocketmoney.com/theboys. rocketmoney.com/theboys.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Okay, clip resumes.
Clip resumes.
Let's let them off the hook and we'll explain a little bit about ourselves.
Yes, about our deal. Sean and I, this is Sean and I'm Hayes.
I'm Sean, that's Hayes.
We have done Hollywood basically, pretty much all of it.
The whole shebang.
It's better.
What would we be best known for, like a Comic-Con crowd? Well, for me, I obviously played in the original series Mrs. Batman.
Clip pauses.
That's good.
Let's go to clip back to clip resumes.
Okay, we're skipping over this whole part.
We're skipping over the commentary.
Okay.
It's
okay.
Slowing us down.
How are you going to do this on stage? Like, how does this work? Okay.
We're going to double Spalding Gray, two desks. Boom, boom.
A double Spalding.
Yeah, 45 degree angles at opposite edges of the stage. Mm. One is Hayes, one is Sean. Those are the commentary ones.
Okay.
And the spotlights will go down on those every once in a while. The lights will just go black. And then the middle of it, we recreate Comic-Con.
Hmm.
And then when it's time for the commentary, the middle of the stage just goes dead black. And then the spotlights go down on the two desks.
Are these, and is it two different performers where there's like commentary Hayes and commentary Sean?
No, you run over to the desk real fast.
Neil Brennan three mic style.
Is there a visual component to switching other than the location? Is the
hats.
Performer?
There's a hat.
Mm-hmm. That's what I was going to suggest.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if I can run over because I'm still getting over ankle surgery.
Okay, then you're out.
Oh, well, that seems worth exploring.
Wait, what if I ride a scooter over?
Okay, I like that. One of those ones that are littering the streets.
That's what I do. I'm the Scooty Cutie.
Wow. So that's really connecting to the character.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you hurt your ankle tripping over one of those scooters that somebody just dropped on the sidewalk?
I don't want to bash millennials and get okay boomered. So I'll just say it's a long-term injury that started before those scooters, but those scooters didn't help.
Okay.
Wow. Pete, they're okay boomering people out there.
Yeah, they are.
It hurts.
So we'll get you a scooter. That's perfect.
I don't want to put any pressure on you guys.
If it's one of those, she'll have to, like, every time she wants to go across the stage, she'll have to scan a QR code.
I can do that faster than I can run.
Sure. Okay. So faster than you can run over the part of the stage, you'll scan the QR code, mm-hmm. ride the scooter, and then end the ride, lock it, and then you have to take a picture of it showing that you parked it.
Okay.
Like, not in the right of way. And then, like, sit down and start. That's faster than running with the the ankle surgery.
What about a furniture dolly and someone else moves me?
Or like a hand cart.
Yeah.
Where you just kind of lean up against the back of it.
Hannibal Lecter style.
Yeah, and a teamster just kind of rolls you along.
As long as we have it, that's a union job. You can't just have anybody move around that.
Yeah, that's why I said teamster.
So you might have to fill out some paperwork, like a requisition to get the teamster to move you.
Yeah, there's going to be paperwork involved. I mean, we're going to have insurance. We're gonna have
right. That could be a Kevin thing, honestly. I mean,
my dad can help.
I was just about to say that exact thing.
When do you take over the company?
2020.
So next year.
Wow. Yeah.
Next year, really you're basically the king of the Midwest insurance biz.
Yeah.
Rich ones always just laugh. They make like they're not rolling in it. They would go, yeah.
Yeah, I guess so. It is funny to them.
The best part of this whole thing right now, Sean, is you said, you're in. I know you just betrayed. You said, in regard to this project.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
We got him, Martha. He's hooked.
We have to make this work, you guys. I'm unemployed, and I don't want to put the pressure on you, but we have to make it work.
Okay.
Okay, yeah.
So we'll get a
hand
truck.
Have you tried starting a podcast?
What's that?
I believe you started your own podcast, right?
It went poorly, and we closed shop before our 10th episode. We got in an argument, and we shut it down.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And you get in a lot of arguments, friendship-ending arguments.
I mean, over the course of my life, for sure. within the last couple years, only one.
More.
Only one. But in the my life as a whole, you could say quite a bit. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Tom, please don't cut me out of this based on this information.
Firebrand.
Yeah. Kind of.
I'm all in now on you.
Okay.
The handcart thing won me over. That's what I was looking for. It was like a Willy Wonka thing.
Okay.
I just wanted you to say a thing that showed me you wanted
saying
to be
Firebrand
here.
Made me think of Russell Brand. Would he be a better Haze?
Him saying the handcart thing won me over made me think of that to the tune of the song.
Mm-hmm. The handcart thing won me over.
Yeah. And so is Russell Brand thinking of things like that? Is that the way his mind works?
Well, no. His mind is pretty laser focused on the fact that corporations are not people.
He would say something like, "Yo, Emperor Bush." And he'd be like, "Well, we got a new emperor now."
Brett, would you like to share what's on your phone as we're doing the show for money?
I didn't think I had any part in this.
Getting
anymore.
Paid to do the show?
You would think just straight off, you'd be like, this room is, there's like a who's who in this room.
I did.
I got the best seat in the house. It's restless already.
Martha is talking about how she's drowning. She's unemployed.
Texting my
bassist. You're saying, like, look what I can get away
with.
She's
severing ties with all of her closest friends.
I'm going to say.
On their show together.
Martha, I'm going to say.
This is a cry for help.
You can start spending some money now because this thing is going to happen. Just start spending like we're in, like this thing blew up already.
That's what got her in this problem in the first place.
You guys are not going to replace me with Russell Brand, right?
I don't think we can get him yet.
I don't think that he would be. Neither one of us is a great actor, but I'm an American, and that should count for something.
Mm. It used to.
This is like. So I'm not trying to actually raise a great point.
Don't mention what other country he's from.
We have all these other country guys coming to play Spider-Man and like Superman and stuff. We should get to play Arthur. Americans.
An American
get
Arthur.
To play Arthur. Yeah.
Finally.
Martha.
Martha. Martha.
This is maybe the greatest opportunity I've ever had in show business.
So what about this?
On the rocks.
Instead of reading the script exactly word for word, someone can play Sean, and then Martha gets to sort of do a backdoor pilot, Martha.
Okay.
Wait, am I supposed to improvise that? I can't. I'm not a good improviser.
Can you change accents?
You know, it's like a
it's
character.
Just clink some scotch, you know, like on the rocks, and then, you know. Yeah,
like that.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah,
and then,
I mean, that sounds like you're doing a toast, but he could do that. That's the kind of thing he
just
would do.
Own the character.
Arthur would. Martha would.
You are Martha.
Okay, this is going to be terrible. I'm already
but you're like a lush.
Filled with shame.
You're like a gadabout.
Yeah, you feel almost no shame because you're such an incorrigible cad.
So,
and you don't have to do a voice or anything. That's the Marth element of it.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
But you do have to behave exactly as Arthur would.
I'm going to get fired, but I'll try. I can do this part.
Mm-hmm. Okay, action, action, and action.
Read her in.
No, where she starts.
Where are we starting?
Clip resumes, and you say Mrs. Batman had been played.
Okay. Mrs. Batman has been played exclusively by women. This
birds.
What?
He would say birds.
Oh, by birds.
Arthur
right.
would say birds.
Mrs. Batman has been played exclusively by birds. This is a different time.
He'd probably have a comment about birds, too.
Mrs. Batman had been played exclusively by birds. I can't think of anything.
Because you've been.
Yeah.
I've been drinking a lot.
Yeah, you're blotto.
Yeah,
I'm blotto. I'm.
You're three sheets to the wind.
Three sheets to the wind. This was a different time. Mrs. Batman was a bloke then.
Yes.
How about
thank
that?
You. Yes.
I'm glad it's birds
Holy
now.
Shit.
Mm-hmm. We didn't Jeez. Know.
Yes, what else?
Well, for me, I guess people don't know me necessarily by my name, Sean Clements. They probably know me as the renegade cowboy journalist, Tex Blase. He was sort of a clownish cowboy who would try to get a big scoop. When he got a surprising answer to a question, he would explode.
So I feel like now that Martha has such a clear take on the character, mm-hmm. we got to do something with this guy.
Yeah. Is there like a, Tom, mm-hmm. how do you feel about playing Aldous Snow?
Mm-hmm.
So I become sure. Okay. All right, I think
you've been drinking.
Ooh. Okay, all right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or he's clean.
Yeah, but then why are they having so much trouble getting him to the Greek?
Okay, yeah, maybe he's lapsed.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, so
and he's pretty drunk and forgetting Sarah Marshall.
Okay, yeah, then never
mind. Because he spills on the shirt, and then she's upset about the shirt.
Okay.
Do you want me to do it as Aldous Snow?
I'm pretty sure we just said that.
Well, I was just asking one more time to see if you really wanted me to do it as Aldous Snow.
I mean, it'd be one thing if you like had a vision for this going in. Like, you know, you're like, I'm hearing like disappointment that this wasn't going
it's
how
not
you
going
planned.
How I saw.
But you
I
don't know what the show is. Mm-hmm. You've clearly never heard the episode. Uh-uh. You didn't know what page to start on.
I saw it on Vulture. They like this one a lot on Vulture.
Jesse David Fox?
Uh-huh. Yeah. And when JDF weighs in on an episode, I jump all over it. I don't necessarily listen to it. Mm-hmm. Then I start telling people, did you hear this episode? It's a good one. It's one of the top 10 podcasts of the week.
JDF. Jesus, damn funny.
Okay, so I'll do it as Al the Snow then.
I also did a movie that kind of got stepped on a little bit, but it was called Troy Story. It was before Toy Story, but that was the night the Trojan horse would come to life and kiss the queen.
But we don't need an accent.
Okay.
Because finally we're going to let an American play out.
Okay, great, good, 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 okay. So I should have the inflection, but straight USA.
It's really what we've sort of landed on with Martha is that we just replace one or two words.
Okay, so I'll back it up a little bit. I also did
a film
that kind of got mucked up a little bit.
So good.
Yes.
Yep.
But it was called Troy Story. It was a bit before Toy Story. But at that night, the Trojan horse.
You said it wrong the same way both times. But it was that at night, the Trojan horse, you skipped like four words.
I'm liking this. Should Hayes play Sean?
Yeah. Can you play Sean for a little? I'm not feeling the character of Sean.
Okay, but like, all right. So here's what I don't want to do. I don't want to be like acting against Martha. Like, I feel like that's a trap. I'm just like thrown out there on stage to get just like have my ass blown off by Martha.
Yeah.
You know? So I need something to be.
What if you True Wested it?
Maybe you give yourself a bit of business.
Okay. Can I be eating something?
Yeah. Well, that's often the solution for an actor.
Do you want to borrow this business?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, well, seems like...
You could be starting a Martha toast at the beginning of
like,
line.
Would be like... that would like attacking me, going for my brandy snifter.
Okay.
She'd be a Martha to the flame.
I love your shit. Like, I love your stuff. I'm probably your biggest fan, believe it or not. That one didn't do it for me.
Really? There has to be some kind of like other character. Like, it's not working with just Sean and Hayes, obviously. No. We have something with Martha.
Could Brett play guitar? It could be like a musical.
Oh, he could be Guitar-ther.
Oh,
it's more Arthur.
Yeah,
that's what it is. It's more Arthur's.
And that I love.
Okay. So am I not? I'm not in this now anymore.
That would be my preference.
Yes. No. No. He could be. She's Martha. He's Guitar-ther. You're Tom Sharther.
Okay. So you want me to like do like me like a like
you are everyone is okay. playing a variation on Arthur. We okay. were looking like we found something that works okay. and we were trying to like what's a like a new thing and instead we should just like stick with it.
Okay. Okay.
What key is this in?
F.
Major or minor?
Minor.
Someone has to start reading.
Yep.
And you want to add to your most famous credit and lean into the audience and say, Mrs. Batman. And you just feel the wave of adulation.
Rupert Grint. Small, small, small.
Keep going.
I chickened out. I can't do this. I just don't have it. I thought I was a stage.
You thought, I mean, how's it going to go on stage? Yeah. You got a nice thing going. It was like that William Shatner, Ben Folds album.
Okay. It was like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not as good, but yeah.
No. Okay. Keep playing. Keep playing.
I was also in the movie that kind of got stepped on a little bit, but it was called Troy Story.
The Common People.
And then you say, hello, love.
Hello, hello, hello. What we got here, right?
Who killed my brother? So,
okay, Michael keep Caine. Going. All Michael this, Caine, all this stuff yeah. about all this.
You
stuff
ever
about,
see The Trip?
Oh, we're not going to
watch
Caine
that clip
off.
From The Trip. We're, wait, we better not we have a Caine off. Oh, no. Oh, you better not get into a Caine off with me.
Stop.
Hey,
playing.
The whole podcast game is just caning off.
Look here.
Tom wants you. Credit because it takes him 3 hours to bust. Just a bunch of guys caning off on mics. That's the whole freaking thing.
What if I do Sean as Brett?
It's such a missed opportunity. You were just about to get to a part about kissing the queen, which is that's like true. The most okay, Arthur possible thing.
Play like a fake Oasis sounding thing. Can you do like an Oasis knockoff?
It's the only thing he can do.
But that was the night the Trojan horse would come to life and kiss the queen, Helen of Troy. And that was obviously a good idea because now they made a bunch of very successful movies that are like that.
And then you act out kissing the queen.
Mm, like that? Is that what kissing's like?
Oh, sorry. Okay. So one reason today is kind of exciting for us is they announce a lot
today
of...
Today is right exciting for us.
Okay. So one reason today is right exciting for us is they announce a lot of stuff at Comic-Con.
Oh, yeah. It? What's their stuff?
This is the space to do it.
They say rubbish.
Yes, yes.
Okay. They announce a lot of rubbish at Comic-Con.
Mm. You could say you get chuffed.
Mm-hmm. What? Yeah, one you could reason. Say you so get one chuffed. Reason we're right chuffed today. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so we're right chuffed. Yeah.
So one reason we're right chuffed today, yeah. today is they announce a lot of rubbish at Comic-Con.
Yeah. Con. Yeah, Comic-Con. What do they call Comic-Con? Just like the castle or something?
Sorry, Bosch.
Yeah, well, Buckingham Palace.
What the hell? Jesus. I had something planned for the episode.
Yeah, he had this whole thing. I really feel worse for Bosch for this. He really, like, brought he came in a lot.
And I
like,
apologize. Something.
I guess you feel like because you spent money that, yeah. like, your thing takes priority.
Yeah, but Bosch did come in with something.
Can Bosch be in the show?
Yeah, would you let us take Bosch on the road?
Only if he drives.
I would let him, Tom.
Yeah, oh no, of course. That goes okay. without saying. Let a dog drive? Of course.
You have to be allowed to drive.
Could what if the stage just goes black now?
Mm.
And then just like lowered down on a platform is Bosch.
Mm-hmm.
Like, boo.
I can tell you in advance that you will get criticized online if you do that for putting a dog in front of an audience.
Mm-hmm. Why's that?
Because people got mad.
We did it once.
We had him come out at one of our live shows as a treat for the audience, and then he was like, don't make Bosch be on stage.
You're not supposed to make your dog be anywhere. You're supposed mm-hmm. to just follow them around in nature.
So Bosch, so you got canceled for bringing Bosch on stage.
Unfortunately, yes.
Yeah.
Did what did
why do you think I'm doing this?
Was it a stamp like across your forehead?
Yeah, my forehead if I'm lucky.
So now Bosch is on stage. He gets lowered down. We're just going to take a chance with it.
We didn't get to Moshe at all. Bosch could be Moshe. Bosch.
Bosch.
Boshi.
Bosch.
Bosch.
Hollywood Handbook. Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hollywood Handbook.
So we jump forward now to when Moshe's on stage. Let's bring out our friend Moshe Kasher. Can we jump to that top of the page?
Mm-hmm. Okay. So let's bring out our friend. Wait, so let's bring out our mate, Moshe Kasher.
Moshe.
Moshe, please. Hey, man.
Hey. Hi, Hayes. Hi, Arthur. Hi.
Well, this is what I'm saying. We're just meeting now.
Hi.
Okay.
Hey.
So, Martha, you do have to, like, improvise a little bit off of what he's doing. And so when he says, hey, you could just also say, like, hey, Boshe.
Hey.
Okay, got it. Okay.
Hey.
Hey,
you said my name wrong.
Hey, Boshe. Well, this is what I'm saying.
Well, this is what I'm saying. Hi. Well,
hey.
Hi, Martha.
Hi, Boshe.
Hey. Give me the keys. I'm driving.
Yeah, yes.
Ah. So I have some stuff to talk about. So Brett needs a nickname. I'm willing to sell him one.
Oh, yeah, Brett, so I guess we can maybe initiate this premise within the show. Is that possible? Okay. Within the stage show that Brett needs...
Baj is not going to talk about... For one thing, he can't really read.
Yeah.
So if you introduce him, he's just going to talk about what he wants to
talk
about.
He says it's because he has, like, predator eyes, that his eyes are, like, too close together for hunting prey.
Yeah, they're in the front.
Mm-hmm. I don't see why that...
I do think it's good casting... To have Baj, I do think it will cause some problems in terms of actually recreating the show, because he's not going to do this shit. He's not a fan of Hollywood Handbook or this episode. He does want to talk about what he wants to talk about. He doesn't want to read, whether he can or not.
Well, could it be just kind of like a, that changes every night, that part of the show?
The Baj part of the show? Yeah. I can almost guarantee you it would.
But if it's just, is it going to be like these are the headlines?
What do you mean?
Like, just like, what's in the news? What's in the news? Is that what Bosch is going to say?
I get to see him doing some of that. Yeah.
Kind of, what else is going on these days?
Well, you guys see this? You guys see this? You see these people get canceled out here? People get canceled, huh? When do people become like TV shows?
Is he going to be like, political?
I get it. I get it when Becker gets canceled. He might get political.
Okay. Like, where's he on the spectrum of politics?
You know, there's a wonderful quote that I love. With my friends and family, I'm a socialist. At the state level, I'm a Democrat. At the government level, I'm a Republican. And at the highest levels of the world, I'm a libertarian.
That's a quote?
It's a quote. His politics are interesting. He's so heavily influenced by his friend and boss, Tony.
Okay.
It's just like so much of it is obvious that he's parroting Tony and his beliefs. And let's face it, Tony is part of the problem. I hope he doesn't walk in. Hey, you guys mind if my friend Tony comes in?
Uh-oh. Who's going to play Tony? Hey, is he going to play Tony?
There's no playing Tony. Be like, I don't want Tony to be part of this.
Hey.
Oh, no. Hi, Tony.
Hey, so look. Hey, here's the deal. So, okay. You want to tax me $10 billion? Okay, that's fine. But if you could tax me $100 billion, now I'm starting to look like, wait a minute, how much money do I have left? I mean, let's really think about that.
Okay, Tony.
Do you really think about that?
You don't have that much money.
I certainly won't if you do freaking crazy taxes. And if you tax $100 billion, then I got to start going counting, going, hey, wait a minute.
Tony, I mean, your business is...
Hole digging.
Digging holes.
Business is good. Business is
But you
very
don't have,
good.
Like, hundreds of billions of dollars from, like, holes.
I got these two rats. I got two rats.
And they work... Are they employees or are they, like, part of...
Dead as a friggin' doornail, brother. Wow. Two dead rats. And more where that came from. So don't tell me I don't have $10 billion.
Okay, so maybe you should say, like, if you tax me one rat, okay.
Yeah, then I've got to start looking. Hey, wait a minute, how much rats left? What up, what up? I've been listening to Shogun Haze. I took a little break. Needed a break. But I've been checking it out.
What did you listen to while you were taking a break?
Oh, Come Town.
Wow.
Oh, Tony.
The okay. Come boys.
Wow. All right. Well, thanks for coming in, Tony.
Yeah, all right. Hey, Bosch. Time is money.
Bosch does go to work. Okay.
So I feel like we're getting away from Triumph at Comic-Con a little bit.
Yeah. Is this not working, this thing? Is this show?
No.
Is this
not oh, God.
It's going great. Yeah. Are you kidding me?
This is okay.
It's firing.
I thought it was. I thought it was.
It's going great.
Good.
Yeah.
I thought it was. I didn't want to say out loud that I thought it was going great. I feel like I lost my place in this a little bit.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, I'll tell you
there
what.
There was an opportunity for you to sort of assert your place in it, mm-hmm, which is when we started, you were assigned a role that you were first unable to find on the page.
Mm-hmm, that's true.
And then...
Pages were not numbered, to be fair.
And then you were skipping huge chunks of words.
That's true.
As you were reading it. So I think that was the time...
Okay, that's when
...to really say, like, this is Tom's show, Tom's project. And now I'm not sure what the place is. Oh, you were offered Tom Sharther.
Yeah.
You didn't really seem to be enthusiastic about that.
In small doses, I think your mean impression of me works.
Okay.
But when you have big chunks of text like this, I think it does actually become too annoying.
Hurtful.
Even more so than the real version of me.
Does that hurt when I do that?
Huh?
Seriously, drop all this shit. When I do that impression.
We love getting real.
Does it hurt? Yeah, let's get real.
Let's get real. My get favorite real. Parts of the show are when we get really real.
Yeah.
Does it hurt?
Because I'll stop it. I'll never do it again. You just say it hurts. I'll never do it again.
No, it's fine. It's
okay,
fine.
Good. Because I was going to probably keep doing it anyway.
Yeah, I don't care.
And does it hurt? So I want to get real about like when...
Do you like when I do Brett?
I know that's going to hurt. I haven't even heard it, and I know it's going to
Give me Brett again.
Hey, it's Brett.
Damn, that's good.
That doesn't hurt, though. You've got a great voice.
Oh, yeah, it feels great.
Oh, yeah, it feels great. Beatles.
What can I talk about something?
I'm realizing Brett could do a mean Bill Simmons.
Yeah, it's true.
I mean, if you look at it, it's like Bill Russell. I mean, it's like, maybe you're going to talk about a guy like Bill Lambier as a thug. I mean, come on. I mean, you're going to think Kendrick Perkins. I mean, Kendrick Perkins, one of the top 10 big men of the 21st century. Come on. I mean, really.
Can I say something that hurts me a little bit?
What's that?
When Martha talks like sarcastically about how she loves the show, about how she like listens to the show and she's such a fan and stuff. Like it's like,
I've never sarcastically talked about
it. See, and it's this. Like it's this exact thing. Like
this is
what do you guys think really happened with Epstein?
Oh, you're Bosh, sorry. I thought on, you man. I thought you had left. So this is a Tony thing too. The weird thing about the way Tony talks about it is Tony says that nothing happened.
It's plain as day. And the guy offed himself. What were you all digging around for?
I don't know.
Not going to find anything.
I don't know.
I say, the sleeping dogs lie. Just freaking, the guy, you know, was unhappy, obviously. And let's just leave it alone. I'll be going through flight logs. What are you going to find?
Tony, you ever see Goodfellas?
Yeah.
Ah, it's a great movie.
Oh, yeah.
The rewatch value.
Oh, my God, the rewatch value.
Oh, that's so rewatchable. Oh, Goodfellas is so rewatchable. The part.
How about Boogie?
The opening part. Oh, Boogie Nights.
Oh, yeah, Boogie Nights. The firecrackers.
Oh, come yes. On. Oh, his freaking Wang. When he shows Wang, all time.
And I mean, Kyrie had never had a chance in Boston, right? Come on.
I'm Tom Sharpling.
This I want to hear more. All right, go for it. This actually makes me happy.
Welcome to the best show.
I'm shockingly into this. This is making me feel better about myself. Keep going. Please, I could listen to an hour of that.
I brought a script today. A transcript. Fiber. Am I anywhere in the
realm? Oh, I like it.
Okay.
I
don't know. You're doing something with your cheeks that he doesn't really do.
Yeah, I don't. But look, keep going with it.
I don't know what to say. That's the problem.
Thanks for, I've only done the show 80 times. Can't find an in on me yet.
Hey, you guys hear Revolver? It's probably the best Beatles album. A lot of people say Sgt. Pepper is the best. I think it's Revolver.
Whoa, this is a hot take.
It's like staring in a mirror.
Well, so we got to figure out, I mean, how do we get you even $60 back?
Yeah,
out of this.
I guess that's where we're at.
You know,
I don't know.
I mean, what I found with a script like this, if you do want to perform it, is if you could kind of mention Quip, that might get you $40.
Okay,
and then maybe the other 20 is you could get in ticket sales.
Okay.
We could do sell tickets to a meet and greet after the show.
Silver Circle, Gold like Circle,
like Patreon kind of.
Mm-hmm. That's a good idea. Would you do it, or you would like?
You'd sell tickets to it.
Would I participate in the meet and greet?
Yeah.
If Bosch would go, I will go. If he goes, not that I wouldn't want to do it with just Tom, but we could use.
Fair enough.
That isn't what I meant.
No, I get it. I get it.
guys.
Is there any chance we can keep reading it? I know it sounds made up, but I did spend 6 hours yesterday rewriting this entire thing.
Well, the show is over. Yeah, we're out of time.
Okay. Well, I have a special message to play. Should I play that?
Yeah, a special message. What is this
special message?
Show people are just special like
message.
People are just
special message.
Freelancing.
Yeah, I freelanced and I don't like it.
Okay, here we go.
Sean, Hayes, Kev, what's up, man? It's Moshe Kasher, and just wanted to drop you a line and let you know that Tom did tell me about what he was proposing to you today. He told me about the read. I'm delighted. I'm tickled to hear that. You guys are taking this thing and bringing it to that next level. I know Tom's trying to convince you to take it on the road, and I want you to know you have my full blessing on that. My full blessing.
This should have been played at the beginning.
That I can do just to make some of the true blessings that I was gifted as a result of recording that podcast that fateful day at Comic-Con. The kind of blessings I received from that, if they could be spilled over onto you, God, I would be so happy to hear about that. Obviously, you guys know what's happened to me since we taped that episode. A lot of stuff, casting my own stuff, writing my own stuff, development deal at Amazon. I mean, I don't want to go into all of it, but it is Amazon and Quibi that I've got development deals at, but I don't want to go into that. And the fact that I've been so successful as a result of that episode is no reflection on you two or your talent. Sometimes it just happens like that. It'd be like that. You know, it's like I am essentially the Lena Waithe of that project. What happened to her as a result of Master of None is what happened to me as a result of this episode. And that doesn't mean anything about the other creative minds involved in Master of None, obviously. And this doesn't mean anything about you. Just because nothing's come to you doesn't mean something can't. And that's why I really do want you guys to, Tom, what you're doing, I just want to tell you, it's an act of kindness.
Thank you.
And Martha, huge fan. And Sean Hayes, truly, I want you to take this thing and go with it. You know, take those blessings that I've gotten and turn them into gold for yourself. That's the plot to Rumpelstiltskin. That is the story. Rumpelstiltskin, he took blessings and he turned them into gold, and that is the plot to the story Rumpelstiltskin. And I think you two, I hope that you both become the Rumpel and the Stiltskin of your own story, because listen, success in Hollywood, it's not a sprint. Yeah, no, it's a marathon. It's a marathon, not a sprint. So you guys stop sprinting. You know, get prepared, start training for that marathon, okay? Because this tour is going to be a beautiful one, but a long one, and you're going to come in first. So, seriously, Sean, Hayes, just all the best.
So Kevin, many opportunities to end
Monday at the Netflix offices. You know that. Kevin and I are like just pitching a little thing about working with the two of you. It's not really. At any rate, seriously, God bless the both of you, and God bless the Hollywood Handbook. God bless everybody. Lena and I, we do send our best and our well wishes. We're in Milan right now shooting a little movie, and I did just get called to set. So Lena sends her best. I obviously send my love and respect. Got to go shoot the scene for Fast and Furious 12. But remember what I said. Marathon. You guys are marathon runners, baby. Okay? So may the blessings spill upon you. Anoint you with that holy oil of success. Kevin, see you Monday. Martha, huge fan. Tom, God bless you. You are the man. Sean Hayes, hey, you know what? Don't give up. Never give up. Do not give up. You're talented guys. Okay. Yeah, I'll be right there. Okay, coming right now. Coming. Okay, gotta run. Okay, bye-bye.
Oh, shit, man.
Wow, that was really nice.
That was really nice.
It's just a shame that I heard it after the whole project, like, totally fell apart.
We do need to pull that up to some extent. I feel like if we could stick that in the middle, people might stick around for the rest of the show.
Yeah,
or something else like that.
Yeah, that would be cool.
We could plug that in.
Mm-hmm. But as it is, it's like the day after someone playing a recording being like, hey, guys, good luck with the Challenger.
Yeah. It's the voicemail that was left on the NASA headquarters answering machine. Just, yeah. Hey, I know you're going to do a great launch. It's going to be so fun. Have fun in space. All of it. Just, it's really a shame.
Yeah.
Guys, I have a question.
Okay.
When do you get to leave?
Yeah.
No, when would it be okay with all of you? Would you consider giving me the license to get this show that we just did transcribed and take that on the road?
And see, this is the Martha play. And I have always heard that this is how it works. And I can see it happening to me. And again, I don't mind somehow.
Yeah. It's odd. It's so transparent that it's charming.
It's like how that you hear that the experience of drowning is actually very peaceful.
Mm-hmm.
Like just being like held underwater until like all the feeling stops. Like that is what it feels like negotiating with Martha.
Yeah, obviously, if you want to make a transcript of the episode where we were reading a transcript for some parts of it, often repeating them, and then Tony the Cat came in, you can do that. I guess just where are you going to keep all the money would be my question to you. Because that is solid gold. Well,
I would use part of it, of course, to compensate Tom for the original idea.
$60.
The $60 for this script, and then maybe another like $30 to $40 just for the licensing, because it was your
that's
idea.
Great. So can you round up to $100? Like just
$60 plus $30 is $90. But sure.
Okay.
That seems a little. Like I'm being manipulated. But.
No, I'm just trying to get, because it was 60 plus. There's like a little, they tack on a little service thing at Fiverr.
Oh, okay. Do you want me to make it 100 and like 10?
No. I'm not going to be a pig about this. 100 okay. Even would be great.
Okay.
And then I'll take that. Then that'll be kind of a victory again for me. Tom wins again.
What's next for you, Tom?
Oh, what isn't next for me?
Yeah, what isn't next for you?
Coming back on this show is probably one of the things. I will never be asked back.
Come on, Tom. I get it.
Yeah, but let's be fair, Tom. You weren't asked in this case.
I'm hurt by Brett's impression of me. I don't want to come back.
There was something nasty about it.
Great, you can say bye in the Tom voice.
Well, let me just... Is that what you're doing?
Bye.
Hollywood Handbook.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.